In the name of Jesus, amen. What is the worst possible thing that can happen to the Christian? What kind of tragedy? What kind of illness? What kind of suffering? What kind of death? None of those things. All of those things are temporary and fleeting. The worst possible thing that can happen to the Christian is to be forgotten by God. For the Lord God to not remember you. For God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, to pass over you and not let his face to shine upon you and not lift up his countenance upon you, to forget that you even exist. And yet, that is what we sinners do to our Lord and our God. In fact, you are so terrified at what your God must think of you that in retaliation, you don't want to think about him. Sinners are so curved in on themselves and spend so much time navel-gazing that they convince themselves that Almighty God, that Yahweh Sabaoth, can't look upon them without disgust. The problem with thinking is that you think you know it all. You're sure, you are certain that you've got it all figured out. And then in the end, you run roughshod over the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. The mind, the intellect, and then the world that one sees through his own eyes becomes his God. Honestly, it's easier than knowing that the great I Am, he who fills all of creation, is right there beside you at all times, that he sees all, that he knows all. And so Asaph speaks to you tonight about the problem with thinking. Thinking that you know it all. Thinking that you can avoid the Lord your God and his righteous power. Asaph writes from the depths of his riven soul, crying out so that he might learn and teach you as well how to meditate on the Lord's goodness and his gifts, and to learn to think of yourselves rightly, to be borne up by the hand of the Most High. Simply thinking about God, thinking religious thoughts, thinking that Jesus must think you're doing okay, it's not how to accomplish that. Asaph calls on you to meditate on the Lord and his goodness. Now, meditation is a dirty word in our circles. It's got connotations of anti-scriptural practices, connotations of Eastern religions. But true meditation on the word of the Lord is meet, right, and salutary, as they say. Asaph, the psalmist himself, calls for it in his Holy Spirit-inspired words. So what is this meditation? How is it different from just thinking? How might you meditate on the words and the works of our Lord rightly? First, meditation calls on you to see yourself as you truly are, to look deep within, with God's word echoing in your ears, and to truly and honestly see the sin that is eating you alive. Not the individual sins that you commit, but the undeniable state of sin that consumes you. Last week you heard King David own up to it. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so you may be justified in your words, blameless in your judgment. Tonight, Asaph sees God our Father in much the same way. He sees the judge who sits upon the judgment seat and he trembles. He realizes he has no standing before the Lord, no way to make an offering that is acceptable. And so he meditates on the Word of God and studies it deeply and comes to the knowledge that he owns nothing. Nothing but feebleness and wretchedness. He has incurred nothing but God's wrath and damnation. His just deserts, earned by a life of sin. Only then, only in that moment of true humility before the Lord, only in the instant of realizing that the glory of the Lord, the pure light of the presence of God, could and should vaporize him in his sinful state, only then does he see the truth. That only in the mercy of the Lord does he have standing. Only in the mercy and the grace of Almighty God can he lift up his eyes to the hills and call upon the Lord in his temple. Thinking you have it all figured out sends you down the wrong path. And it'll be a long, lonely path into the depths of the wilderness all by yourself. But in meditating on the word of the Lord, in remembering his deeds and wonders of old, in pondering his holy and righteous ways that he set before you, there you see the true path. There you see the salvation he set before you and understand the faith he's given to you. So all the noise of your own works, all that clamoring to be noticed in your own deeds, all that yammering to be heard in your wordy prayers, all of that crowds out the quiet voice of God your Father, the Good Shepherd who gently calls you to hear his voice and to rest in his arms. So when Almighty God, the King of the universe, the eternal and the righteous judge, when he looks upon you, what does he see? What does he remember? As the baptized, he certainly does not remember what you have done. He certainly does not remember what you draw to his attention. Asaph prays, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. I will remember your works, O Lord. The works that you worked in me by leading me through the sea, by drawing me through the great waters to your promised land. I will remember your works, O Lord. The works you worked in me through your Son, who bore all my transgressions, who lifted up my iniquity, that he might suffer in my place. Remember the works of the Lord for you. Ponder them. Study them. Meditate on them. Carefully search Holy Scripture that you make it a part of your very self. read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest what wonderful things your Lord and your God has done for you in Christ Jesus, so that you no longer think about what he thinks of you, but rather meditate on what he knows about you and your salvation given to you in Jesus. Amen.